The heart of Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych's power base is in the eastern part of Ukraine. Today, politicians there took a formal step toward seeking greater autonomy from Kiev. From Donetsk, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
A member of the local parliament opened tonight's political rally on Lenin Square. He reminded the thousands of people gathered that they and millions of other Ukrainians had voted for Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych, who was officially declared president. He then criticized the national parliament for effectively firing Yanukovych, calling it undemocratic and caving in to the mob. At the beginning, it was a farce, he said, referring to the mass protests in Kiev. And what do we see now? The farce has turned into a putsch. There's a feeling in Donetsk that a coup is taking place, and Easterners will end up the losers. People say if the election was fraudulent, then there was cheating on both sides, although international observers report more widespread systematic problems in Yanukovych territory. Many supporters of the prime minister feel their rights are being ignored. Alexander Rybushka is a retired military man.
I am stunned when Yushchenko tells everyone the Ukrainian people chose him. The people didn't. Part of the people did.
Rybushka says he's glad the Donetsk Regional Parliament today set January 9th for a referendum on changing Ukraine into a federation with more local autonomy. An electronic clock in the parliament counts down to the close of voting in a chamber hung with posters proclaiming Viktor Yanukovych as president of Ukraine. The final tally of deputies, 139 yes, 2 no, with a few abstentions. Local officials have a definite interest in gaining more control over the wealth produced here. Some argue federation is a step toward greater democracy. Right now, for example, regional governors are appointed from Kiev. But Yuri Dyamura, a representative from a coal mining town, says if the current political crisis were resolved in a way acceptable to the East, the urgency of autonomy would fade.
Of course, there is some politics in all of this. We all understand that changing the structure of the country would cost a lot of money. And all these discussions about a new political system only come up in the context of this political situation, which is still evolving.
There's been a clear backtracking here from the calls for full independence or for uniting with Russia that politicians were proclaiming at the beginning of this week. But even a federation seems too radical a move for some people in Donetsk. At the rally in Lenin Square, as a speaker on stage talks of American spies, Victoria Khlotova stands near the back. She doesn't want the country to break up, she says. But about other changes, she's not so sure. I don't know what I think, she says. It's confusing, and I'm not so tuned in to politics. She says she came to the rally to listen and learn more. Mostly, she's hoping things will calm down and that everything will turn out okay. Emily Harris, NPR News, Donetsk.